something like sealing up these interview reports may have been partly because he's worried about how precise they were or how accurate they were or whatever. And so I think the characterization in the report is wrong. I think it's much more complicated than that. But it's not an accurate statement of what is in that report. Similarly, I think it's inaccurate what people like Dr. Gary Aguilar are saying.
Right.
That the Bethesda people agree with Parker people. Because the autopsy doctors don't. He kind of conveniently forgets them. Which is why when Joe or somebody mentioned that you have or were going to do a deposition of Hume, it becomes a critically important thing.
In your mind, can you reconcile why it appears that there are witnesses that appear to place a large wound in the back of the head, some of the diagrams that have surfaced?
Well, let me. You just hit the issue very succinctly. In fact, it was not until the last session of the morning at the COPA conference where the radiologist from Tennessee or wherever was talking that I realized part of the reason. Before I realized that, the bottom line was when you look at the pictures of the president, in fact, I assume in the transcript with Perry, my frustration must have come out when I was saying, he was saying a large hole in the back of the president's head. And
you used the word posterior, right?
Kind of point. It's like, well, how did you pick him up? Did you turn him over? No. Bottom line was, he never even saw here. He literally never saw it. He never saw what I think of as the back of the president's head. Okay? But when you look at the autopsy photographs, and I think it includes the one that we didn't make a sketch of, I think there was only one that we didn't make an iodoc sketch of because it was kind of gruesome. But when you see the picture of the president lying face up, and you see his hair and scalp and I guess some brain tissue, whatever, you think back and you say, what must the scene have looked like in Parkland? It was a bloody mess. As far as I can tell, nobody was really examining the size, nature, whatever, of the president's head wound. As far as, I mean, they clearly didn't cut the hair, they didn't open it back, they didn't do anything. Nobody could tell how big that hole was.